The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station.
It's Friday, oh my God. It's Friday.
I was just about to say, finally, it is Friday. Yep. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Hi, Chidi.
Hi. Morning, Chidi.
How are you? All right, let's just jump right in. Chidi, no offense, but you tweet a lot. You're like the only person.
Yeah,
you,
last one's still on there.
You and Kanye, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not even Kanye anymore. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
Chidi, when you tweet, is it sort of like that old adage when a tree falls in the forest, but if no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Because like when you tweet and no one's around to read it, does it make an impact?
No, not anymore.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Shout out to you for keeping it, you know, keep putting them out there, though, into the universe. I appreciate it because I like reading them on Fridays.
I do, too. Hey, Chidi tweets a lot. So Friday morning, she comes in and Graham does a dramatic reading.
Just realized summer is almost over. And yeah, I didn't have a hot girl summer for the fourth summer in a row.
Yeah. Chidi. But whose fault is that?
It's my fault. And I was in school, so I really had no choice this summer.
I blame the weather. Like, you got to cut Chidi some slack here because, like, was it really hot girl summer when we've had, like, one hot weekend?
I mean, it wasn't, like, hot, but you still go out and do hot girl activities, just regardless of the weather.
I know, but I didn't. Actually, I did one weekend. I think so.
Just
what about hot girl fall? Hot girl fall? You could still do that.
No, it's like cozy girl fall.
Yeah,
we'll have pumpkin spice lattes and our scarves on.
I feel like we go through this every year. We have such high hopes for you, Chidi, and then every year you let us down.
I know, I let myself down, actually.
What happened? You blamed it on school.
Like, were you doing school on the weekends?
No.
You could have been out there getting, you know, the ratchetry in the streets could have been happening. What happened on your one hot girl summer weekend? Anything that we need to know about? Because I'm interested.
I did text somebody, but nothing followed through. But that's about it.
He ghosted you? Like he ignored you?
Well, no, he didn't ignore me, but I was not going to go all the way out there. I just wanted to see if I still got it.
Was it the sax slinger?
Yes, of course.
Oh, the sax slinger. Is that giving hot girl summer vibes? That's more of like, that's more of a cool ocean breeze
to me. More like sad girl, like rebounding.
Were you in your fields over him?
I was not in my fields. It was just, you know.
Hot girl summer is like outside, like finding somebody new.
Yeah, and like I don't even care about anybody. These are me and my short shorts.
No exes.
The place that I was at was kind of a lot older people, like
sugar daddy.
My dad.
Where are you hanging out? Like retirement homes and
stuff? Out here in the city.
BFW?
Playing bingo or something?
That's weird.
Playing bingo.
Yeah, so maybe some shuffleboard.
All right.
I heard that dogs are clingy to people they think are lonely.
Yeah, I heard that.
Didn't we just say, weren't we just talking about, like, you know, you don't need that guy, but maybe you actually do, because is your dog clinging to you?
Yeah, your dog is very clingy. So I'm like, is he sensing that I'm lonely?
Oh, my God.
Oh, this are is
you lonely? So you are lonely?
Sad girl summer is in full swing. Dang it.
God.
I knew it.
I mean, I didn't think I was lonely, but then after reading that, I was like, oh, maybe I am.
Oh, no.
This is not good.
No.
Yeah. So how do we fix this? Yeah, how do we fix this?
Slump buster. That's the only way.
Yeah.
What is that?
You got to bust out of your slump.
Yep.
You got to go out. You go out to a bar. You just get blackout drunk and go home with the first dude that will take anything.
Oh.
Yep.
Can you do that?
I don't think so.
Okay, you shouldn't do that.
Some of the best hitters in Major League Baseball, when they'd go into a slump, that's exactly what they would do.
Imagine like doing
and
that, like you're the woman, and then you find out afterwards you were the slump buster. Like, oh my God, that would hurt.
Well, there's an entire city's worth of fans that thank you that their favorite hitter in Major League Baseball is now performing.
But
up to
you
their
know
potential.
That guy actively went out and got the most hideous thing that he could find, and it was you. Like, oh my God.
Wait, so the purpose was to get somebody like bad looking?
Yeah, it wasn't a beauty contest. Let's put it that way. This is just what I've heard.
Just rumors. Is it just rumors?
Just rumors.
Let's do one more tweet.
Went all the way to Safeway to buy some Hennessy just to get to the checkout and not have my ID. So dumb.
You guys, it was actually really embarrassing.
Like, that's
already asking to like for them to unlock it, they're already looking at me like, can you buy this?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I was kind of cocky, like, yeah, I got my ID, whatever. I get to the checkout and I'm like, oh,
did they
God,
walk
I can't
with you up
it.
To the checkout?
No, they just placed it at the checkout.
Oh. And they're like, hey, it's at number 3.
Oh, gotcha.
They like tell you ahead of time.
Exactly. So got there. I was like
sauntered
looking
up there.
Yeah. I was like,
watch this.
Everything was like, you know, passing through, and then it was time to show my ID. So I was like, okay, I got this. I'm looking through my purse and I cannot find it. Like, I'm like taking everything out and it's pretty messy in there. I'm not going to lie.
No, you know, the worst part. So I've done this, but a little different. Like, I'll go to Safeway. Maybe I'll grab a pack of, like, I don't know, let's just say Trulies or whatever it is, knowing I don't have my ID on me. But I'm hoping it's going to be one of those times where they don't card me.
I'm
trying to go. I go up to the checkout stand. I'm like, who looks most like they're not going to, like,
card me?
The youngest person. I'm trying to find, like, the youngest person. But sometimes you don't have that many options. It's like two old
I'm
people.
Old enough to be your mother.
And those are the times I obviously get carded, and then they have to deny me.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Would you rather be denied or have what happened to me the other day? I told you guys how I went to Ace and Vine. I met up with a buddy to play a little blackjack. It's a little casino in Napa. And when I was walking up, I assumed, because the other times I've been, they card you at the door because, like, it's a casino. They got to make sure that everybody in there is 21. And walked up and the bouncer, like, kind of didn't say anything to me. And I was like, do you need to see my ID? And he's like, nah, bro, you have enough gray hair.
Oh my God, he said that?
Yes.
Oh,
and, like, God. A piece of me, like, I mean, I felt like I'd been shot in the heart.
Oh my God.
I mean, I got
Did you diss him back?
I dissed him back by going in there and winning $200 bucks.
No, he obviously was like, you young man, don't talk to your elders like that.
I'm old enough to be your father. Yeah, that one's
Graham,
stung.
Does this change your mind about dyeing your hair?
Nope.
Oh. Graham's never going to do that.
Women get older, men get distinguished.
I hate that. Stop.
Stop
saying that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
And it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, so the biggest thing you need to know about today is our Grayton Casino and Resort pool party. Woo-hoo! Coming up August 30th with our boy, James Kennedy.
Now, this is
the perfect way to end summer. Always so much fun for the 21 and up. And we are going to have your chance to win tickets coming up at 8:50 this morning.
Nice. Well, I know it's just the preseason and it's meaningless, but when it's Niners-Raiders, is it really meaningless? I want the Niners to start every single one of their starters for the entire game tomorrow. This one kicks off 1 o'clock in Vegas. Shout out to everybody that will be in the building for this one, but reminder, we don't need to punch each other.
Please.
Yeah. Go
don't
Niners!
Do that. Woo! It's going to be a nice weekend. Highs will be in the upper 70s to mid 80s, but you know Sunday, you guys, it's going to get even warmer. Just a tad, but I'm getting warm vibes.
All right.
Love it. So, be outside this weekend.
Hey, Libra besties.
Hey.
Your day is a 7 out of 10. You might feel torn between wanting closeness and needing space. Find your balance. An exciting travel opportunity could be coming your way, so keep your passport ready.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah, get your passports out.
All right, next on the JV Show, I do want to ask, is this a red flag? And I'll explain next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Finally, it is Friday.
Woo-hoo!
Happy Friday, everyone. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
So I wanted to know, is this a red flag, you guys? I'm not even the one who noticed this. My husband actually brought it to my attention, one of our mutual friends. She is in a long-term relationship. It is a little long distance, but they've been together like years and years and years. If I had to guess, probably like 7 years at this point. So they are very long term. But my husband was on his Instagram.
Okay.
And he was like, isn't it kind of weird that he doesn't have any pictures of her?
Ooh. At all?
And I was like, this is kind of weird. But the way I justified it is he was one of those people where he doesn't have much of anything on his page. He has like one post.
Oh, okay.
You know how some people will delete everything and they just have like one or two posts?
Yeah.
And that's been a thing lately.
I hate when people do that.
That's psychopath
tendencies. But that's how his page is. That's how his page is. And so I kind of justified it that way.
Uh-huh.
But then, and this was like a couple weeks ago, they were together doing something, and I noticed that when she posted pictures, like on her story, it was of them together. And then I go to his story, and it's just he just posts a solo picture.
Oh,
that's a red flag.
Is it a red flag?
Yeah,
it's
or could it be that
flag.
He really just liked the picture? Like I don't know. I'm finding ways to try to like make excuses for him.
Question.
But my husband is very like suspicious.
Oh. Did she tag him in her post like that? Maybe he could have reposted.
I don't think so. Not that I saw.
Because, if they've laid one up for you and given you the opportunity and all you have to do is hit accept or whatever and then, you know, or repost or whatever, and you don't do that, that's a red flag. Yes. That's,
yeah.
Selena, kids are saying sus, not suspicious.
Sorry, sus.
Yeah. Yeah, sus.
So you followed them for a while now, and he did have posts at some point.
I don't know. I never really took the time to go onto his page, and I still wouldn't have noticed mm-hmm. if my husband's not the one who went and saw his page.
That's interesting because, I mean, I get it that he's not posting anything.
But you still have to have one picture. You got to have at least one static post with your person on there, right?
Or some highlights on there that show your person. I don't know.
In the bio that says he's taken?
No.
Yeah. Just based on looks, this is a safe space, Selena. Do you think he's not proud to show her off?
No, she's pretty. She's really pretty.
So there you go. Like, you should always be proud. I'm just joking about the looks thing, but you should always be proud in a relationship to show off your person.
Right.
Like,
that
to me is very telling. And you're right. I think it is a little sus if you don't have
picture that's what my husband was saying.
That person.
Now, Graham, but can you also look at the side where maybe guys just, that doesn't even cross their mind as much as women? Because I feel like for us, we're more like, hey, like I'm posting this and I got to post a picture.
But you have to look at, I wouldn't have noticed my husband, who is a man.
Oh,
he's
right.
The one that noticed. Like, wait, they've been together for a long time. Like, why isn't she on his page?
Yeah, and I'm social media inept and I know
even
that.
You know.
I know that rule. Like, I don't post my wife a ton, but she's definitely like, I've got plenty of posts with her in them.
Right.
Of course, you have to.
So here's my other thing. It's like, do I even say anything to her? Because clearly, I mean, it's not like, she doesn't know they follow each other. She's aware of what's on his page and what's not. So she's okay with it, I'm assuming. So do I just like not even say anything or do I? Because my plan is to not say anything. And I just want to know if you guys agree or disagree.
Just let it fester till they break
up. And then that's what I was saying. And then when they break up, if they do and she's like already talking trash about him, then I bring it up.
And then you'd be like, I've noticed for years he didn't post you at all. And I thought that was very sus.
Wait, okay. So question.
Yes.
Answer.
You said she also has pictures of him on her profile or she doesn't
have? Yeah, there's a couple.
Oh, that's awkward.
Know. It does depend how often he posts, like stories.
See, that I don't know.
Stories
I have
and
no
stuff.
Idea.
Because if he's someone that like barely uses social media,
it might be
I'm
that
more
too.
Likely
I have,
to give him a pass.
No idea.
But when you're still curating those one or two posts that are up there, one of them's got.
It just like bothers me for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because even if you don't use social media, just put up one picture on there. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
All right, and that's my situation.
So
yeah,
sus.
Red flag.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's the number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Happy Friday. Two things. I want to welcome everybody back who is, you know, back in the car, getting ready for school. Maybe it's your first week back. I know for my kids, you know, they started yesterday. So
same.
Welcome back, everyone. Woo-hoo. Also, 8:20, we are hooking you up with a Chromebook for back to school. This is happening all month long. 8:20 right here on the JV Show. Chromebooks. Chromebooks for everyone. You get a Chromebook.
Yes.
You get a Chromebook. You get
a
Chromebook.
Love one because this screen on my laptop's been cracked now for the last 3 years and I'm too stubborn to get it fixed.
Yeah, you need one of these, but too bad, not for you. Everybody else, you can get this at 8:20. Graham.
All right, today, you guys, August 15th is National Relaxation Day.
Oh, ooh. Finally.
What is that? What is your go-to relaxation thing? If you could pick anything super relaxing on this Friday, what would it be, Selena?
Oh, I'd go for a massage.
Okay, Jess?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, uh-huh.
A couple of drinks,
ooh,
and then you go for the massage.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. Jess?
I'll go to like a spa.
Okay.
But the spas that have those hot tubs that are like
sound baths?
You want to
Not a sound bath,
you
but
you sit in there with a bunch of naked old people.
Like those hot springs?
Not relaxing.
The hot springs?
Okay.
There's one in Carmel. I recommend Refuge. Oh my gosh. I wish I was there right now.
Interesting. All right. Chidi, and you said you're going to get one of those full body scrubs.
Did you? I never did that.
Come on.
What? I can't.
We need to know about that.
Chidi, you promised us.
I know. But also, we get my lashes done. I'm always like falling asleep. Snoring when I get my lashes done.
The worst part about getting like things done like that where you have to have your eyes closed and it's like so relaxing you fall asleep is like when you do the full body twitch.
Yes.
Yeah.
and they're like, okay, crackhead. Like,
accidentally squeeze out a fart.
Oh,
yeah,
oh no, that's embarrassing. That hasn't happened.
All right, one thing I wanted to bring up because this interior designer said that they took a bunch of photos for some spread a few weeks ago, and I think it was an Architectural Digest or something, of Miley Cyrus's house. And her bedroom all the walls are painted black. Now, this designer says that interior stylist.
Oh.
She said this arrangement has changed her perception of black in the bedroom. Racist. Proving it can feel just as peaceful as softer tones while looking dramatic in the process. Would you ladies find a very darkly painted black walled room to be relaxing in the bedroom?
No.
Really? I think it could be.
If it's dark, yeah.
Yeah, because it would, I feel like it would tone down the vibes. And you could relax more.
Mm-hmm. I saw the pictures.
I feel like
I'll
it would stress
honest.
Me out.
It did look kind of...
Like modern vibes,
like the
right?
style of some of the furniture and stuff in there. And then, like, I feel like there's, like, a frame picture of her mom in, like, zebra print or something. Or, like, painting or something above the bed. I don't know who it is. That part I didn't find relaxing. But, like, the wall color. And, look, I can't knock it. Like, we painted the outside of our house black. And, like, you kind of look at the walls in the room and you're like, yeah, I'm not mad at that. I kind of liked it. Yeah.
I don't know. It's not giving relaxation.
Is it giving feng shui?
That I can't. I don't know about the shui. I'm not sure if it was feng or not. But I don't know. Like, I have a room in our new house that we painted all, like, super, super dark brown. Mm. And, like, it's sort of in that same. And the ceiling brown and, like, the baseboards. I painted everything that dark color. And a lot of people, I remember when I posted, a lot of people were like, oh, that's going to be the darkest room ever. Good luck seeing anything in there. It's going to be too dark. And I'm telling you, it's not at all. It's nice and bright. But, like,
that's funny.
I don't know. There is something about that, like, kind of being enveloped in a solid color like that. It kind
of
looks good.
Maybe. It's like when I think of like a relaxing room, I think like lots of natural light, clean, like open space.
But what
plant.
Color are you picturing on the wall? I like all that stuff, but what color?
I don't
color?
Know. I've only ever been in white rooms, I guess.
Racist, but okay.
I'm not saying that.
Sure, whatever.
Right, though?
Yeah. With natural lighting. Natural lighting is nice.
Even the white is kind of like
too
glaring.
Earth tones. Yeah. Earth tones.
I like the darker room vibes.
Yes.
Oh, more brown vibes. Yeah. Racist. Okay.
Yep. So it's National Relaxation Day. Chidi, you have to go in for that massage. We are, not massage, body scrub. We are expecting like a report
I don't know,
from
guys.
You.
Getting full naked is kind of.
But you were okay with it before when you brought it up to
about
us.
It.
And I've heard, you walk out of there and you feel like a whole new person.
Yeah.
A new, like, newborn baby. That's
do
what
it,
they said.
Do it, Chidi. Seize the day. Carpe diem. Let them scrub your cooter.
Yeah. Just go in. Just get a wax before. You'll be good.
Maybe they'll wax
a full body wax.
Maybe they'll wax you there too.
I think they scrub so hard the hair will just fly right off. Want it?
No, but seriously, like I do want
to
know about someone's experience.
So
please do it, Chidi. All right, today's hottest trending is coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kid Cudi is opening up about his time testifying in the Diddy trial. He was on the Call Her Daddy podcast. I'm sure you've heard of that, Graham.
Only like one of the biggest podcasts ever.
Okay, just making sure. I was just making sure.
Well, I've never listened to it though. Have you?
I've seen, not in full, but like I see like snippets and videos online. I like it.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Kid Cudi, he's on there with Alex Cooper reflecting on his time. He said that he did not want to go in there and testify. Like, at first he said no. Like, he wasn't going to go in. But then his team was like, you've been subpoenaed. You have to go. And he's like, dang it. And so he ends up going. And on this podcast, he said he really did it for Cassie to support her.
But I hated every minute of it. Like, I did not want to do it. But then I thought about, when I was up there, I'm here to support Cassie. Cassie is my friend, and I love her and I want to see her do well. When I saw her get married, I was so happy for her.
So they're still friends? I didn't know that they were like friends this entire time. I mean, no offense, but who's thought of Kid Cudi since 2007?
Very true. Well, that is good of him that he went and did that, like, as a friend. Like,
yeah,
you
I
have
think that's
to go
great.
Support her at the trial.
Right. The other thing, speaking of Diddy, there is a resurfaced clip of Taylor Swift. She was on the Rachel Ray Show back in 2011. Oh, before we get to this clip I'm about to play, I didn't tie the two together at first. You know, her new album is dropping October 3rd.
Uh-huh.
That's the same day Diddy's going to be sentenced.
Do you
think, there's like a lot happening that day.
Do you think that's an Easter egg?
Like, no. That's, like, what would it be hinting at?
I don't know, but everything seems to have some meaning with the numbers and everything's intentional. October 3rd maybe is just a I don't know.
I think just because 10 and 3 is 13, I don't think there's any Diddy in, in the equation.
You're
anyways,
right.
There's a resurfaced clip, 2011. She's on the Rachel Ray Show, and they had like these pictures of all these celebrities, and Rachel Ray was like, Taylor, pick who you would go to prom with, and she makes it a group thing.
It would be a group, and it would be a really fun group.
Boy, you're going on a freaky prom date.
So she picks like Katy Perry, J-Lo, but she also picked up Diddy. And like, why would you want Diddy at your prom? But here's her answer.
Diddy's really always been very nice to me.
He's a gentleman, isn't he?
He's
a lovely gentleman.
He would be fun to be in the prom group.
A gentleman?
What?
That did not age well.
What year was this?
This was 2011.
People knew in 2011 what kind of person Diddy was.
This is already after the cheesecake thing on making the band. So like, clearly you knew some of it, I guess.
I guess it is sort of like it's your own truth if he's always been a gentleman and nice to you. But like, you still have heard the rumors, right? Like, you are friends with other A-list people. Like, you know what's happening at his parties. And Taylor's like, maybe there's more to Taylor that we don't know. And that's the kind of after party she'd like to go to after prom. A freak off.
No.
Hell of baby oil.
Not my Taylor. Leave her out of this. All right. Coming up next here on the JV Show, your chance to win a chug mug inside What the Bleep. That's coming up in just a few minutes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday.
Yeah,
you guys
buddy.
Feel the Friday vibes, by the way? They are fully here for me.
Yep.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
I'm sorry, Chidi.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Put some respect on my Chidi.
Normally, you are here for our What the Bleep game. Slight issue.
Yeah, funny story.
Graham lost all of our chug mugs. He donated them to Goodwill again.
Oh, God.
It was a huge box, you guys.
We're restocking right now.
Hopefully we'll get some more back. I did want to take this opportunity, though, to talk to Jess about her upcoming wedding. Now, if you don't know, because maybe a lot of people are just barely tuning in.
That's
they're back to school.
Do you think there's a bunch of people listening for the first time this week? Because school just back in session for a lot of people. They're back to their normal morning commute. Are there a lot of people that don't even know that Jess got engaged?
That's what I was thinking. Jess, when did you get engaged?
I got engaged May 24th. And by the way, Graham was right.
Some schools were out by then, but I feel like a lot were still
in. Yeah.
Yeah. But you might remember Graham had predicted that it was going to happen in 2025, and he was right.
Thank you.
Why did you have to bring that up? Like,
I don't know. Because
we could have left that part out.
Because I think that was a part that a lot of the listeners did remember. That, like, if they were here during 2024, end of 2024, then they might remember that.
Well, if you didn't know, welcome back. Jess is engaged.
Woo-woo.
So did you guys hear? I saw this article last week about a couple who charged $1,000 to go to their wedding. And it seems like a little extreme, but they were literally inviting random people. I guess they had like a bunch of followers on social media. And so opened it up to their followers and was like, hey, we're selling $1,000 VIP packages to our wedding. I don't know what the VIP package all entails, but people were actually like buying this. And I will say that they donated a lot of the money.
Okay, that part is okay.
Right.
Yeah, they're no.
Probably,
I like how people
probably
try to cover up any sort of like questionable decision because they know the optics are going to be bad. And they're like, well, yeah, we're giving that a bunch of
money
to charity, to try to clean it up.
I know.
I like have less questions for the couple that decided to do this, more questions for the people actually willing to pay that much money to attend a wedding, just a few hours, $1,000.
Well, okay, we're going to get to that in a second. But so I saw that last week, and then I saw another post on Instagram, and it was a screenshot of a text message, and it was somebody like, hey, I just saw this article about a couple that charged wedding guests kind of like a cover charge. And this woman was like, I'm thinking about charging maybe like $20 just to help cover costs. Like, she's asking her cousin, like, what do you think? Jess, is this something you would ever consider, charging people to go to your wedding?
No.
Have you seen what the bar bill is going to look like?
I have not. That's why I haven't started planning anything.
I think I'm still paying mine off for my wedding.
If every person did give like $20, which isn't a lot, it would come out to a huge amount to help you.
Listen, that sounds nice and all, but I wouldn't feel right showing up that day and encouraging everybody to enjoy the day knowing that they basically paid for it. Also, I feel like it's already asking so much of them to even like, because they have to get an outfit to go. They might have to travel. They might have to take time off of work.
Yep.
You're already asking so much of them. That just seems like disrespectful to be like, hey, on top of that, pay me some money.
So what about opening it up to your followers? Because, I mean, you care a lot less about them. And then
what
is What if they would pay a lot of money?
Because they're opting in. They're electing to go. You don't need to worry about them making arrangements.
And then you can say you're donating it to charity.
Yeah but really pocket it. The charity is your honeymoon.
The reason I'm going to say no to that is because we're going to be like super strict about our like wedding list in general, because we really don't want, like, the last thing we want is for me to look around and be like, wait, I don't know half of these people here.
That'll still happen.
Isn't that going to happen anyways?
Yeah. It still does happen a little bit. And also 20% of the people you like for sure going to be there aren't going to be there. Mm. You end up getting a bunch of no's that like people that I was like certain were going to be at my wedding ended up not being able to make it for a variety of reasons. But
did it upset you?
Yeah, but a couple of them bugged me a little bit because I was like, wait, I traveled all the way and went and booked a flight and a hotel and whatever for your wedding. You're not going to do the same for mine. But everyone, you never know what's going on in people's lives. Everyone has their own thing. What if it was a, like, these people are sort of, in some eyes, if they're influencers, some people think they're celebrities. What if there was a celebrity wedding out there? Would you pay $1,000 to go to, like, Bad Bunny's wedding?
Yeah.
See?
A celebrity wedding is different though, because then you know there's gonna be even more celebrities there.
But you are the celebrity to a lot of people, and then we're the celebrity friends.
Oh, but you guys are not gonna be there.
No, I'm busy that day. I am busy that day.
But I'm just saying, like, there are certain people's weddings, I'm sure all of us in this room would pay money to
attend.
That's
true. But wouldn't you worry that somebody out there could pay the money to be there? But their goal is to ruin your wedding.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to object.
I wouldn't want
to
take that.
You just have to have a lot
money.
Of security. Okay, follow up question. Let's say people do pay because the text message I was telling you about that I saw on Instagram, the cousin's response was, I mean, a little bit tacky. But if that's what you're gonna do, do we get a refund if y'all break up?
Ooh, wait, what?
Should that be a thing?
That's a legitimate question. Yeah, I want my money back.
Really?
Honestly,
I'm paying for a service. If service is not provided,
but you're still paying to go. Yeah. You don't get refunds because you didn't like the concert you paid to go to.
That's a good point. That
you go and you just deal with it.
Yeah, but you're not still going to an open bar wedding if the wedding doesn't happen. If they break up, you're talking about breakup after or breakup ahead of time.
The wedding does happen, but if they break up later, do you get your money back?
I thought you were talking about if they broke up ahead of time. Yeah, I want my money back.
No, I mean, you still go to the wedding, but then let's say a year later they break up. Do you get your money back?
No,
you don't ask for your wedding gift back. You should. I feel like they should send it back to you.
The wedding gift?
Well, what are they using that toaster oven for? They split up. I want my toaster back.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But now they're not going to be in a relationship and no toast for them.
Sorry.
That's kind of sad.
No toast for you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Did you guys know? I just found this out. So excuse me for not knowing, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners did already know this. But did you, Jess, and did you, Graham, know that the Fantastic Four, like, their hometown, like, they're from Stockton?
In the movie they are?
I don't know if in the movie, but, like, in the comic books.
Really?
That is where they're from. They're from Stockton. It's the birthplace of the Fantastic Four.
I did not know that.
I did not know that.
You didn't know? I just found this out, too, on Instagram. I saw somebody post about it when the movie was coming out. You know, it's been out for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
And so I did look it up, and Stan Lee, he went to Stockton in 1986.
And he's like, this is a great spot.
Basically, he stood on the steps of Stockton City Hall and officially proclaimed Stockton as the birthplace of the Fantastic Four.
That's crazy.
So that means there are just people all around the world that have read and known about Stockton. And then they get there and they're like, oh.
This is it?
We do need some more crime-fighting superheroes here. That's a trip.
Isn't that interesting?
Everybody, yeah. So many eye rolls right now because people are like,
I know.
How did you guys not know that?
I'm sorry. I've never really been big into like comic books and superhero movies and
also,
things like
Stockton
that.
Also, Stockton doesn't scream fantastic.
Wow.
From what I've heard from you guys, because you guys are always bashing it, obviously.
It's one of the proudest cities in our state.
So much cattle.
And the people there, it's just so much cattle. I don't know, maybe a little bit. I mean, University of Pacific is there because,
you know,
they're right on the waters of the Pacific Ocean. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah, they have the historic Bob Hope Theater.
Yeah.
So you guys would move there?
I've never understood why. I feel like that's a marketing trick also. University of Pacific, like UOP, and they have like some pretty decent sports programs.
I don't even
think
know
it's
because
they trick, I think in the past they've tricked athletes from different parts of the country. They're like, oh, I would love to go to California. University of Pacific, I'm going to be walking with my surfboard on the way to class. And then they get to Stockton.
You're in Stockton.
And they're like, nope, no surfing on the Sacramento River Delta.
But at least the Fantastic Four is from there.
Yeah, so they have that going for them.
There's that.
Yeah.
That's something.
And then they have all those stray cats.
Yeah.
That's where one of our listeners always says the Stockton Stray Cats. I think it's a rescue organization.
Right.
So they have that. They have that.
Oh, it's an actual thing?
Yeah, so shout out to the Stockton Stray Cats.
Oh, I thought you were just throwing shade.
I love that.
Go adopt a pet.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's your piece of information.
We all learned something.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do with that information, but there you go.
We learned something. Everyone listening is like, dude, old news.
We already knew that. Well, there has to be someone else out there that didn't know. I thought that was really interesting.
Cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And to the phones. Hi, is this Giovanni?
Yes.
Heard you want to play the Yep Nope game for some sold out Teddy Swims tickets. Is that true?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, let's get my buddies to jump in here. Graham and Jess, welcome Giovanni to the JV Show.
What's up?
Hi, Giovanni. All right, I'm sure you know how this works.
Hey, guys.
We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct. If you can do that, you're going to be checking out Teddy Swims, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Let's get to it.
I'm here with I'm at work now, so I'm here with my coworker, Shakia. If that's okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Just no cheating.
No cheating. Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. Here's question number one. Graham, I need your help pronouncing this word.
What? Why?
Centaur.
Centaur.
Centaur. That's right.
Come on.
A centaur is a mythical creature that is half man and half what?
Horse.
Good job, good job, good job.
Of course. They're really fast because they can just like gallop along wherever they want. It'd be pretty cool, right?
I would love that.
Yeah.
Not really.
All right, question number two. What's the official language of the nation of Greece? I'm going to quit the show.
What do they speak in Greece?
Yeah, Greece.
Greek.
I was halfway out the door. I was going to quit.
That was a trick question.
Oh, my God.
You're doing great. All right, here's question number three. Gingivitis is a medical condition that involves inflammation of your what?
Your gums.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Easy
look at that.
Enough.
Three for three. Yeah. Already won the tickets. This question, this last one, just for funsies. See if you know it. Question number four. The theory of relativity was developed primarily by what iconic theoretical physicist?
Isaac Newton?
It's a hell of a guess. He was more in like the gravity game.
Sorry.
She was more in the gravity game.
Oh, rubbing it in, Selena.
The apple fell and hit him in the head. Answer there, we're looking for Albert Einstein.
Dang
that was the dude.
But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter because he still won a pair of tickets to see Teddy Swims. Woo-woo.
Thank you. Yes.
You are very welcome. So congratulations. Yeah, the show sold out. So if you didn't win today, you wouldn't have been getting in there. Sorry. So,
yeah, that's it.
This is the great news for you.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. Wow.
All right. Giovanni, you're very welcome. Hang on for that winning.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right. I know it's been a lot of Taylor talk lately with the podcast and the album reveal this week and all that. But since everyone is talking about the album, and we mentioned this a couple of days ago, will there be any Blake Lively disses?
Oh, I forgot about that.
A source has weighed in and talked to the Daily Mail. So here's what the source says. Taylor did write about Blake Lively last year, but it's no longer the focus of the album because she wanted it to be positive and feel good.
I understand that. But there's still going to be something. It's Taylor.
She continue, or he. We don't know who the source is. Okay. They continue. Taylor is in such a good space right now, but there was an awareness that she couldn't ignore all the drama. There are Easter eggs.
I knew it.
On the new album about how she overcame the drama with Blake. So it's not really so much about the drama, which I was really hoping for, but it's like the aftermath of the drama. is what it kind of sounds like.
And what do you think? Do you think that part's true? I think there's going to be Easter eggs just about.
I think there is
the
too.
Drama, because I don't see them having too. Like patch things up and they're all buddy buddy again.
No, I mean, even now they're not friends.
Right. So I don't think it's like, I'm in such a great place, I've moved on. Maybe it is, but like in sort of a look at me, I'm happy and you're not a part of my world right
Taylor,
now and look at me.
This is how Taylor has gotten as far as she has career-wise, because she writes music about her life, her experiences, her relationships, and her friendships. And she does it in such a poetic way that maybe listening, you and I probably wouldn't even like realize, oh, that's a Blake Lively reference. But you Swifties, we're relying on you to decode these dang songs.
And you know they will.
And let us know what is said about Blake, because I guarantee there's going to be some things on there.
Okay, now do the timelines match up? Because on the New Heights podcast, they said that she was primarily working on this album while she was on the European leg of her Eras tour, right?
Right.
So my question is, does that timeline line up with when? Because I feel like a lot of the Taylor Blake stuff has sort of come a little more to light, where at least the public was getting knowledge of it. What I think was maybe later, but maybe those timelines do line up. I'm genuinely just posing that question because I don't know.
I'm trying to see. The Eras tour, blah, 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 blah. She wrapped up the Eras tour with the final stop in London Tuesday, August 20th. Okay, so it was last year. Like the last part of the tour was in Europe.
Okay, but I feel like that was last year, and I feel like
that was last year.
This year has been.
Right, but you
like a couple months ago even was when like I feel like we were all really learning about the Taylor Blake drama.
We were, but Blake Lively, she filed that initial lawsuit. Remember at the very very end of last year, New Year's Eve. We know that because we talked to Perez Hilton, and he was like, "Dang it, I had to work on New Year's Eve all because of Blake."
That's right.
So that drama was brewing all last year.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just didn't know if.
To me, it adds up. The
it
math
probably
is
does.
Mathing.
And even if the timelines didn't,
who cares?
Ask and answer my own question. It's Taylor Swift. She would go back. If she really wants to get something to make a change to the album, it's not like it's set in stone from then.
Right.
You know, from a year ago. Like, I'm sure she has added certain things to it since then. And so she would add this.
I'm excited. October 3rd, the album drops. I do want to do one more thing on Taylor. Zoe Kravitz did a really funny interview earlier this week where she talked about accidentally destroying Taylor Swift's house.
That's
I don't know if you saw this. Zoe Kravitz, I love her. This is, obviously Lenny
Kravitz's kid.
Daughter, yeah, with mom, Lisa Bonet.
Got it.
This is their kid. Anyways, she's great. I love her. But she was on this talk show and she talked about having to evacuate because of the wildfires in LA. Mm-hmm. She and her mom, they got to stay at Taylor Swift's house.
How does that happen?
And because Taylor just offered up her home.
Must be nice.
And so they stayed there for like 2 weeks, and her mom has a pet snake. And her mom
has a pet snake?
Her mom was in the bathroom one day washing her face. She sets the snake down. I don't know what a banquette is. What's a banquette?
A banquette is usually like, it's like a piece of furniture that looks... My wife is yelling at me right now. Like, you know what that is. I thought a banquette was like a piece of furniture that kind of looks like a dresser, but it would be in your dining room that you'd put dishes on.
Okay,
is that
well,
a hutch?
There's one in the bathroom.
Okay.
And there's like a little tiny hole at the bottom that the snake slithers into. And they're
why was the snake out living
and
its best
and it's
life?
It's like built into the wall. And so they're trying to keep the snake from going into Taylor Swift's wall. And so they're like hanging on to the very, very end and the thing's like slithering. They can't pull it back out because the snake is so strong. They end up calling the house manager who comes. And this is how Zoe describes that.
He gets a crowbar.
Great.
And starts having to like tear apart this banquette. We're ripping up the tile. We're scratching the walls. I mean, completely destroyed Taylor's bathroom. And there was just this moment where I was like, either we destroy her bathroom or I have to tell her that there's a snake somewhere in her house.
Yeah.
Graham, what would you rather have? A destroyed bathroom or you're living in your home, but there's a snake in the walls somewhere?
You know me and snakes. You would never be able to relax or even walk through your house comfortably, let alone go asleep, knowing that there's the possibility that a snake could slither out at any moment. And they will. They come out at the most inopportune times and start gnawing on your skull while you're sleeping.
Do you know how mortified I would be, though, if Taylor lets me into her mansion and I destroy her bathroom and not in like the number two kind of way?
Yeah.
Well, both of them, I'd be mortified.
Yeah, I'd be mortified. Yeah, and you destroy it in the number two ride or number three, and then the toilet doesn't flush, and you have to ask Taylor Swift for a plunger. Well, she's got a house manager for that, right?
Oh, my God, I'd be
okay,
so
I'm sorry. A banquette, look, because, you know, I want to be factually correct here. A banquette's an upholstered bench built in along a wall. So, like,
oh, okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense that why this thing was attached to the wall and the snake slithering in there and getting, you know, or got stuck and couldn't get out or whatever.
Sense.
I don't know why I thought
Thank
it was the other
the
thing.
Clarification.
My wife is screaming at me through the radio.
Next on the JV show, we got to do a deep dive of Sabrina Carpenter's latest song, Man Child, and we'll tell you why we're doing this next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Who are the phones? Hi, who's this?
Alexis,
you're our winner!
You just won a Chromebook. You know, a lot of people are going to be very jealous of you.
A Chromebook, courtesy of RCA Records. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh my God, my daughter's going to be so happy.
You're welcome. I was going to ask, is it for you or do you have a student in your home? So what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Sammy.
Sammy, and what grade is she in?
She just went to fourth grade.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, just a warning. My daughter, she's 13 now, but when she was around that age, she's broken many Chromebooks.
Oh, yeah. Get the case, get the whatever it takes. Keep that thing protected.
All right, Alexis, well, congratulations and hang on for that winning. Do we want to address why we are not doing Chug Wheel this morning? Normally do it every Friday at this time.
Oh, see, what had happened was the Chug Wheel, Well, you know, there's a ball bearing in there and the wheel spins.
Yeah.
It got a little rusty and I thought, well, I could just take it off and like spray a little WD-40 in there. But when I went to put it back together, one of the springs dislodged and that bounced across the room, then went down a drain.
You couldn't get it because your hand was too big.
I had to order a new part. Now, here, what had happened was there's no new parts available for this type of wheel. They make them in Vietnam in a spring factory. I think that's where Hawk Tua worked. And so they have to ship me a new one. Now, what had happened was the tariffs, guys.
The tariffs are
ordered the spring on Monday, but it is held up in an importer's warehouse somewhere.
Oh, no.
And they're refusing to pay the new tariff on it.
It's on a boat
now. Like, it's stuck there. They won't release it to my importer-exporter until they get that. And, like, Hawk Tua has to sign it and grease it up. And then when they deliver that, then I'll install that back in the wheel.
Grease it up with her.
Sometimes you got to spit on that thing. Get it back in the chug wheel. And then hopefully the chug wheel will be rotating normally again.
That's
a pretty simple explanation.
That's why we're not doing it today.
That's what I said.
So sad, so sad. How about we talk about the worst drivers out there?
Sure.
Please, let's talk about you, Jess.
Unfortunately, I guess... No, you know what? Maybe I'm not in this category because according to AAA and the CDC, Gen Z drivers have the highest rate.
Wait, why is the CDC weighing on this? Aren't they the Center for Disease
Control? Stuff like that.
You know, that's a good point. But that's what the article that I read said. It said that they have the worst luck behind the wheel.
Wait, who does?
Gen Zers.
Aren't you Gen Z?
I am Gen Z, but this article said that drivers between 19 and 24 years old, so the younger Gen Zers, are almost 35% of the crashes over time have been caused by this age group.
I believe it.
But isn't that true for every, not just Gen Z, when the millennials or whatever, when they were that same age group, everybody when they're first getting licenses. Remember back in high school, everyone got their license? Everyone was crashing into fences.
That was
and
me.
Mailboxes
I was crashing all over the place.
And racing each
really?
Other.
Really?
Yeah. Tickets.
And I don't know. Lost count.
Oh my God.
I still have flawless.
You've never gone into a car wreck.
I've been in an accident. Never was my fault. Like, I've been rear-ended before, like at a stop. I got rear-ended at the toll plaza one time coming across the Bay Bridge, and I was like, seven cars hit me and I was the very front first one. I
really?
Might
see I hit
a
someone
hard,
at the toll plaza on the Bay Bridge.
Oh my God, maybe
that
you hit Graham.
Was you?
No,
thanks a lot. My Toyota Camry was never the same after that.
Oh my God, I had a Camry too.
You targeted
Whoa.
me. That's BS. But like, isn't that true though, that younger age group, like, you don't have the driving experience, you just got your license.
Yes,
you're freaking out, you're merging
but
onto the
highway.
But do
you think there's something to Gen Z being worse because of like attention span these days?
Probably.
You know what?
Like scrolling TikTok.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, it does make sense because I think I was like 22 when I crashed my car and I guess it was my fault. But
what'd you do? And why do you guess it was your fault?
Like, well, because insurance said it was my fault.
Okay, then it was.
So then it was. You were crossing, changing lanes in an intersection.
I was changing lanes,
doing?
which is why now I have my bestie please let me merge sticker on my car. God. Because if I had...
I knew there was a trauma story behind
if
it.
If I had had this before, then maybe I wouldn't have crashed my Nissan back in the day.
Got it. R.I.P. Nissan Sentra.
R.I.P. Nissan. It's still kind of alive and sort of...
It's still
working.
It's still roaming around?
It's in Salinas. It's now basically now a family car that doesn't really get moved.
Got it.
But
so it's just a yard car now.
Yeah, basically. But apparently these same drivers admit to risky driving behaviors. So like not wearing a seatbelt, being on their phone,
texting,
speeding, yeah. Like all of these things. So
come
I guess
on, people,
for
wear
you,
your seatbelts.
Yeah.
Like, how strict are you guys going to be as parents when your kids start driving?
Honestly, it's the scariest thing ever. I actually feel like I'm doing a really good job of setting a good example.
I don't know why I don't
Please
believe
explain.
That.
Listen,
yeah.
because I don't be on my phone at all when I'm driving.
Okay,
I honestly 100% don't. I think it's because, like, our kids are actually, they're watching us.
Everything
yeah.
you do.
Yeah, yeah, I always have my seatbelt on.
You give me the vibe of not wearing your seatbelt.
Really? No, I always
don't
have my seatbelt on.
Okay, good.
And I always make
did
sure everybody else has their seatbelt
Did you have
on.
A no seatbelt? Phase in your life?
I did.
Okay. Maybe that's
like,
why
I don't
you give
know
me that.
Why
Isn't that weird when you're young?
Those.
When
yeah.
you're young, you think like, oh, seatbelts are for losers. Like, no, put your seatbelt on.
I know. It like does not inhibit anything. Like,
right.
It's not like
just
it.
Just wear it.
Although sometimes as a guy, when you're wearing a shirt that you don't want wrinkled, it puts a crease right down the middle of your shirt. It's really annoying.
Well, that's better than a crease on your whole body if
that's
you shoot
I mean.
Out of
you
the
still
windshield.
You still wear your seatbelt.
Right.
Obviously. I never went through a non-seatbelt phase.
The reason why, well, it still bothers me sometimes, but it's because I'm so short, it would be like on my neck.
Oh,
it's like choking me.
Your mom's like, is that a hickey? Like, no,
no,
I was just wearing
seatbelt
my
burn.
Seatbelt.
Did you ever consider getting one of those little booster
No.
things? That might help, Selena.
No, I'm not doing that.
Might help you see over
might help
the,
you see better. The visor
the
will actually cover your face.
No, yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah, when you're driving, Selena, and yeah, the sun's in your eyes and you put down the visor, it doesn't do
it does
anything
nothing.
For you, right?
It doesn't help.
It doesn't help.
Stop.
That's weird. Oh, I just got an email from the Spring Factory, you guys.
Yes.
Oh, no, this is not good. They want me to pay the money to release for the tariffs to get the Chug Wheel spring back in action. I don't think the Chug Wheel even takes springs, but this is going to take, I mean, at least until next Friday, it says. So
dang it.
Hopefully Chug Wheel next Friday.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday. Woo-hoo. From the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I just saw that it was Hulk Hogan's birthday earlier this week. Is it
too soon to play the Who Gives a Fart?
No, 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 no. I'm trying to figure out how to word this without sounding immature because he was married to a woman whose name is Sky Daly.
Never heard of her.
So yeah, that's Hulk Hogan's widow. She obviously posted like a birthday tribute to him online, but so did his ex-wife, Linda Hogan. This is the mother of his two children.
Right.
Would it bother you if like your spouse passes away and now their ex is like, oh, happy heavenly birthday. I just love and miss you so much. I hope that doesn't sound like immature, but I feel like that would kind of bother me a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the mother of their children.
Right.
So, like, doesn't that lend itself to something? Like, if it was, like, some short-lived marriage or something that didn't really, you know, his, like, fourth or fifth marriage, and, like, and then she posted, I'd be like, sit down. But it's the mother of his kids.
So you give it a pass. Okay, I'm just wondering. These are just questions.
Yeah, if they hadn't talked, let's say they hadn't talked for, like, 5-10 years, and all of a sudden she wants to pop out with a happy birthday, then I'd be bothered, because it's like, you didn't care when he was alive, now you care.
Yeah, I do wonder what the relationship was like. I mean, the fact that they split, I don't imagine it ending very well, but again, I don't know. I was not up on my Hulk Hogan news before his death.
Did she do a birthday post last year?
See, but then if you're all of a sudden doing it, wouldn't it kind of bother you?
Yes.
Yeah, but also, this is a bigger... I guess not milestone's not the right word, but
what?
There's a little more gravity behind this one.
No, I get it.
So
yeah.
I understand why you would do this one and maybe you skip some of the other ones.
But it still doesn't it feel like a little bit like, why are you doing it now that he can't even see it?
But he can. He's with Sky Daddy. You can see
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, we can see everything.
Right? You think that's true? What do you think?
I hope not, because I don't need my grandpa taking a peek while I'm in the shower and stuff, you know?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you can't choose when the spirits and the ghosts come to visit you.
We can't choose, but I think they choose to not look at certain things.
But do they know when they're popping in right in the middle of you going number two?
Because if you're in heaven, I think that's controlled, because obviously that if you're doing creepy things, they'll drop you down to, you know, down there.
Right.
Oh, you can get demoted once you're already there?
Yeah, probably.
Wait, no.
I've never heard of that, because I thought only good things happened up there in heaven, and like nothing bad happened ever. So you're telling me like you get it,
or maybe they do see you while you're maybe they do see you while you're doing personal things, but they don't think of it in like a creepy,
because they're in heaven,
icky way. Exactly.
But what if they're just like up there and they're like, oh, I just miss Selena. I just want to go visit her. And then like right when they pop down, you're going number three in the toilet. And they're just like, oh, gross. But now they can't unsee it.
But up there, there's no sense of like gross, icky, creepy. There's no sadness. That's just, everything's just pleasant.
Yeah. So they're just happy Selena. That
I'm relieving myself.
Yeah. That you relieve yourself when you kind of get like those.
Why are we talking about goosebumps? This? We're getting sidetracked.
Well, I just have questions about what it is that you guys believe, because that's an interesting thought.
Let's just move on, please.
I believe in heaven.
This is getting weird.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh my God. So Kim K might actually be helping Amy Bradley's family.
Who's Amy Bradley
again? Let me rewind. Graham, I've been telling you about this for like weeks. So Amy Bradley is missing. Documentary on Netflix. Docuseries, excuse me, that you have to go see about the woman that goes missing off of a cruise ship.
Oh, the cruise ship one.
Yes.
Dude, I have to watch this weekend.
Will you please just hurry up and watch it so you can get all caught up. So
How many episodes?
It's three episodes.
Oh, okay. I'm in.
Okay. Her family still believes that she is alive somewhere out there, but this is like 30 years ago. So, I mean, obviously the case has gone cold. FBI, they stopped working on it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to this Netflix docuseries, there's a lot of renewed interest. And Amy Bradley's brother, remember his name was Brad Bradley? You hated his name?
Yeah.
I told you
parents,
how,
what are you doing?
I told you how he reached out to Kim K, like sent her a DM and was like, hey, like, this is what you do. Can you maybe help me and my family? So according to TMZ, Kim and Khloe personally called Amy's mom last week and talked to her for like an hour and got like filled in on where the case stands now. And I guess they're going to try to do what they can to help.
I mean...
Isn't this
why
really
not? I mean, why not exhaust every angle?
And there were no cameras. Before anyone's like, oh, it's for the reality show. No cameras were rolling. This was like a genuine call, them trying to like come up with ideas on what they can do to help the family.
Would be cool to be a billionaire like Kim K and just be like, yes, I shall help you in this case. And then just deny a whole bunch of others. And then like the ones that are really interesting.
Yes,
be like,
you can borrow my private jets.
Yes, I will help you with this one. I've been hearing so much about this case in this docuseries, like I'm dying to watch it because I love stuff like this.
I've been telling you about it. You didn't care then when I told you, but now
what's your gut telling you? And without spoiling it, maybe, what does your gut tell you? Do you think she's still out there somewhere?
Yes, I do.
Oh man, wouldn't that be? And like, can you imagine finding a loved one after that much time has passed and they are alive somewhere?
Yeah, will you watch it and then report back to us? Please watch it this weekend.
But like, do you think she's still, what do you think, what's your plausible explanation? Like, she was trafficked?
I think she was trafficked.
Still currently being trafficked?
Yeah, I think so.
But even 30 years later, don't they like, no offense to her, but like, don't they want a new batch at this point? And like, do you know what I mean?
Oh
like,
my God.
Like, isn't business plummeting for her? And like, they would want.
I mean, maybe she's doing something else. I don't know.
I'm just throwing that out there.
No, that's a good. That's a good question.
That sounded wrong. It sounded so wrong. Take that out of the podcast.
The other thing I want to it's in the podcast.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to bring up really quick. Sorry to go back to Happy Gilmore too, but it's kind of. I did think something because I saw Alicia Silverstone. She did an interview. She said the reason why she would never do another Clueless movie is because she doesn't want to ruin that film's legacy. Like, she did it. It was iconic. Like, let's leave it at that.
I respect that.
Do you think Adam Sandler should have done the same with Happy Gilmore?
I think they should have done, and like, if it was Clueless, like, I think you have to do the sequel. Like, you have to strike while the iron's hot. When you wait 30 years to do it, I think it's like a tougher hurdle just to make it be...
Right.
And look, Happy Gilmore 2 has been a smashing success, but like, dude, I think the movie was as good as the first, or like... No.
Right. Oh, and we didn't get to this yesterday because there was so much Taylor Swift stuff with, you know, her being on the podcast and all that. But Jason Kelsey did ask Taylor if it was her in the bear costume.
And?
And she said it wasn't.
Oh.
I know. It's just really disappointed me. She should have just ran with it and said, yeah. Like, that would have been such a good story.
Also, why wasn't she? Like, Adam Sandler.
I don't know.
You want all the cameos that happened in that movie?
I don't know.
Travis is there on set like, hey, do you think we could get Taylor in here somewhere? Yeah, the bear cut. Like, it makes sense.
I'm sure he would have been down, but Travis probably never asked. It probably was never a thought.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways.
It was fun while it lasted, though, to think about it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Happy Friday. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Oh, we do have your chance to win a trip to Vegas for our iHeartRadio Music Festival, plus $1,000. That keyword is on standby first. Let's go back to Chidi's tweets, because Chidi, you're in here on Fridays, mm-hmm. and no offense, but you tweet a lot. So Friday mornings, Graham does a dramatic reading.
This Alexander Hamilton trend on TikTok has me crying. Actually makes me want to watch the musical.
Wait. Yes! What is that?
What trend?
I don't know. It's these girls dressing up as Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the songs are going viral. Mm-hmm. And it's like, where's
Come
husband
back
alert?
To bed or something like that.
It's great. I have to show you guys.
This is going over my head completely.
But I think even if we show them the videos, they're not going to get it. Yeah.
Why?
Why?
I just feel like we're 26 and a half. Like, yeah. We don't understand funny things.
Yeah.
We're not cool.
Much.
We're like too cheap.
Why wouldn't we get it? Try us.
I think it's because you have to have that brain rot. Brain.
Yeah.
We have brain rot brains.
24/7.
We're not mid. We have that Riz.
Yeah, no cap.
Oh, God.
Graham, you don't even have TikTok on your phone.
Yeah, I don't. Or on my home PC. I don't have it there. Either.
Let me. On my Windows 98.
Wait, around the room, real quick. Who here has seen Hamilton the musical? Selena, have you seen it?
Never in a million
Jess,
years.
Jess, have you seen it?
Nope.
Chidi, have you seen it?
No.
So, how are you over here cackling at some trend about a thing you've never seen?
It's one of Graham's favorites. The trend is funny.
Yes, and it's making me want to see the musical.
Alexander, you guys, come back to
Alexander
bed.
Hamilton. You guys need to watch this. I'm telling you, I have
zero interest.
I am not a fan of musicals. You watch this, you will be blown away. It's so good.
So
I'm sure you
like,
could watch it on Disney Plus with the, you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda, you know, like
he's
the
great.
Original cast.
Yeah.
Daveed Diggs is in it. I mean, it's so good. You guys.
I have zero desire.
Is it really a bad
I'm
going
to stick to Hunting Wives.
Ooh, I heard that show is really good.
Okay, so
I started it.
Forgive me for taking a long time to get here, but I've been watching it for a couple weeks now, and I'm only on episode 3.
Oh, spoiler alert.
No, but there's just a lot of sex in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I wasn't ready. Not ready. Cheating. It'll get your loins ablaze.
Well, okay, good question, Selena. Is it setting your loins ablaze? Because a lot of ladies I've seen post online about how, like, loins are fully on fire.
Really? Yeah. No. Not really, but it makes me uncomfortable.
Oh.
There's a lot.
Like when you're watching with your kids?
No, like even, no, not my kids, but like even my husband's right there and I get like flustered. Like, and I'm quick to like, I'm like, let's see what else is on. Like,
really?
Yeah. He's like, no, let me finish this scene.
Yeah. I heard there's a lot of like girl with girl.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Oh, he definitely wants to watch that.
Where am I watching Hunting?
On Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. All right.
Yeah.
I'll be
Anyways,
starting this
we're getting
weekend.
Sidetracked. Back to Chidi's tweets.
This dude really saw me coming from behind and didn't even hold the door open for me. Almost had to cuss his ass out because that was rude AF.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the situation? How many feet apart were you?
I was literally right there. Like, the door closed on my face.
Like, reach out your hand. You could have touched the guy in front of you.
Yes.
I hate
when that's
people
cold-hearted.
He looked at me and I was like, oh, think he's going to hold the door open for me. Did not.
Do you think maybe he's a married guy and he's like, my wife wouldn't like this?
It don't matter. I feel like you should hold the door. If somebody's like right behind you, it's courtesy just to hold a little bit open so that that way they can like, you know, touch the door and keep it open for themselves.
I agree.
Agreed. It like, look, there is a certain distance at which point you have to make that judgment call. Am I going to stand here like an idiot and hold this door
but
for like
you run?
I'm
like,
the idiot
for like 30 seconds.
I'm the idiot that still holds it.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
Maybe not
so much in public places, but like here at work, like someone could be like hella far behind me and like I'm going to stand there and keep the door open for
them.
It's
just so funny like watching them run.
I know.
I mean, I think it's like, 30, 40 feet. But once you're halfway across the parking lot and I know you're coming into the gym or whatever, like I'm sorry. I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to go in.
Yeah, there's a cutoff. Fine.
But if you do see that they're maybe a little too far, I feel like you still kind of put your hand there and kind of push the door a little as you're making your way in. You don't just, because I've seen some people who just open it and the arms just go down fully.
Yeah.
They don't even try.
Yeah, or don't even do the glance back.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't do the glance back, which to me, I that's a courtesy. Even when I am like 100% sure there's no one walking behind me, you still glance back just in case someone snuck up behind you and is about to walk through the door. You need to hold the door open.
I hate when like people hold the door open for me and I say thank you and then they just ignore me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
I hate when people don't say thank you.
At least
you.
Like look back and do like that little smirk thing, like smile, do something.
Yeah, a little head nod is all I
Something.
Is all
Acknowledge
I need.
Me. I'm a person.
Now, look, I do have to say this because now this is just my truth. But when I go to the gym, because that's when a door that I open almost daily, you know, and so this is my door opening experience in public, you know. Yeah. I've noticed that the people that don't hold the door open for me are generally, again, this is just my truth.
Are you about to say women?
Are generally older people, which is shocking to me because I thought older people had manners, but the old people.
Maybe they don't have the strength to.
Or maybe they don't have the peripheral vision anymore to notice that I'm behind them. But old people, largely.
They don't hear you too.
And then, and then after that, the ladies. I'm sorry. Guys always open the door and hold it for me.
No, not at my
Always.
Gym.
I'm just telling you, this is my truth. I'm not like saying that to like try to slight you guys. This is it happens to me a lot, and I'm always like kind of taken aback by it because I'm always like,
interesting. Oh, maybe gym people are a different breed because I mean, I as a woman, hold the door open.
But I was most shocked that it was like the old people are the worst perpetrators at my gym. I thought old people.
You think
manners.
It's like an entitlement thing?
Like back in my day, I used to have to do way more than this. I ain't holding the door open for you young whippersnapper.
Or it's like back when I was young, like I had to hold the door open for old people, and now I am the old people, and I don't. You should be holding the door open for me, not the other way around.
Maybe I think it's maybe they just can't hear me coming up behind. They
don't see you.
Hearing aids not turned up high enough.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.